Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on Dubwise Jungle Impact Design and Arrangement. Today we're building a section that feels heavy, spacious, and absolutely ready for the system. Think rolling breakbeats, sub-pressure, dub echoes, short aggressive impacts, and that classic tension and release energy that makes jungle hit so hard. And just to be clear, this is not about making everything loud the whole time. The real power comes from contrast. We want the drop to feel huge because the build was tighter, leaner, and more controlled. So in this lesson, you're going to design a Dubwise bass impact, layer jungle-style drums, use Ableton stock devices to shape tone, arrange a 16-bar impact section, and then mix the low end and space, so everything stays powerful but clean. Let's jump in. Start with a clean Live 12 set and set the tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle feel, 174 BPM is the sweet spot. Keep it in 4/4, and for your breakbeats, use warp mode set to beats so the transients stay punchy and the groove stays alive. Work on a 1/16 grid for programming, but zoom in when you need to edit break hits more carefully. Create these tracks, one for the main break, one for kick and snare layering, one sub-bass track, one mid-bass track, one impact and FX track, and then two return tracks, one for dub delay and one for reverb. Keeping this organized from the start will make the whole workflow much smoother, especially once you start automating sends and shaping the arrangement. Now let's build the drum foundation, because in this style the break is already part of the personality of the track. You've got two main options here. Option 1 is to use a classic breakbeat sample. Load it onto your break track, warp it carefully in beats mode, and preserve the transients on the main kick and snare hits. If the break feels too loose, don't overcorrect everything. Just tighten the warp markers around the important hits and leave some of the human movement intact. That movement is part of the jungle energy. Option 2 is to program a layered break in drum rack. That gives you more control. You can layer a kick, snare, ghost snare or a rim, and hats or shuffles, then tuck a break sample underneath for character. That combination gives you the best of both worlds, clean control and organic feel. For processing, stick with stock devices. On the break track, try EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove unnecessary rumble, and if the break is muddy, make a small cut somewhere in the 200 to 400 Hz area. Then add drum bus for punch and saturation. A little drive goes a long way here. Keep the boom section very careful, especially if your sub is handling the low end separately. After that, use glue compressor lightly, just enough to glue the drums together, maybe 1 to 2 decibels of gain reduction. And utility is great for checking mono compatibility and making sure the break still feels solid when collapsed. A really useful arrangement move here is to start with a filtered break. Low pass it around 8 to 12 kHz for a darker intro, maybe even high pass a little if you want that more distant, radio-style feel. Then gradually open the filter before the impact. That simple move gives you tension without needing extra layers. Next, we designed the sub. This part should be simple, stable, and massive. For Dubwise Jungle, the sub is not supposed to show off. It's supposed to hold the floor down. Use operator or wave eatable. If you go with operator, set oscillator to a sine wave and turn the other oscillators off. Keep it mono. If you need a tiny bit of punch or definition, add a slight volume envelope to make the note speak a little more clearly, but don't overcomplicate it. If you prefer wave eatable, choose a sine or near sine shape. Reduce movement, and avoid unison in the sub range. Wide sub is usually a bad trade. For the MIDI, write a bass line with long notes on the root note, maybe some call and response notes, and small pickups before the snare. The big idea is that the bass should breathe with the drums, not just drone continuously. In jungle and dubwise rhythms, space is part of the groove. On the sub chain, use EQ8 to clean up any unwanted top end, then saturator with soft clip-on to make the sub more audible on smaller systems. Utility should be set to zero width so the sub stays centered and focused. If the low end is clashing with the kick or break, use a compressor with sidechain very lightly. And this is important, keep the relationship between the kick and sub clear. If the kick lands on the one, the sub should either duck or leave space. Don't let both peak at the exact same moment unless you really mean it. Now let's move to the mid bass. This is where the attitude lives. The sub gives weight, but the mid bass gives character, growl and motion. In wave-eatable or analog, build a patch with a saw or square-like harmonic source, maybe with a second oscillator slightly detuned for thickness. Shape it with a low-pass or bent-pass filter, and then add a slow LFO moving either the wavitable position or the filter cutoff. That slow movement can make the bass feel alive without turning it into chaos. If you like, map a few controls to macros so you can automate intensity more easily later. For processing, use auto filter for movement, saturator for edge and presence. And if you want a little grime, roar or pedal can work really well as long as you keep it controlled. Then use EQA to cut away unnecessary low end below roughly 80 to 120 Hz, because the sub should own that space. If the bass is harsh, tame the 2 to 5 kHz area. That's a common pain point. For width and motion, a subtle chorus ensemble or echo can add life, but keep it tasteful. Here's a classic Dubwise move. Automate the delay send on the last note of a bass phrase. Just one throw at the end of a phrase can turn a plain bass line into something that feels like a real dub moment. That repeat becomes part of the arrangement, not just an effect on top. Now for the impact hit. This should feel like a statement, not just loud, but memorable. Build it in layers. One low layer could be a short sub drop or a boom. One mid layer could be a tom, clap, or metallic hit. One top layer could be noise, vinyl crackle, reversed cymbal, or a stab. The key is that each layer occupies a different part of the spectrum, so the hit feels full without turning into mud. On the impact group, start with EQA to shape each layer. High pass the top layer if needed, and low pass the noise if it's too bright. Then add drum bus to make the stack punchier, followed by a gentle compressor for glue. Utility can help you keep the low layer centered while widening the upper layers if you want more space. And yes, send the impact to your dub delay and reverb returns. But use those sends like punctuation, not like a flood. A little space can make the hit feel enormous. Too much space and you lose the punch. Let's build those returns. For return A, load echo. Try sync delay times like quarter note, dotted eighth, or 3/8. Feedback somewhere around 35-65% can work nicely, but use your ears and don't let it run away. Filter the repeats so they sit in the right part of the mix, and keep modulation subtle. The return itself should be fully wet. After echo, put in EQA and cut low end below about 150 to 250 Hz. That keeps the delay from muddying the bass area. You can also trim some highs if the repeat is too sharp. Optional saturator after that can give the repeats a little coloration. For return B, use reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep the decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds depending on how spacious you want it. Use a small pre-delay to keep the source punchy, and make sure the low end is filtered out. Again, the return should be fully wet. For darker jungle, a shorter, denser reverb often works better than a huge washy space. One really important mix habit here is discipline on the returns. Build them dark and narrow first, then open them up only as much as the arrangement needs. That keeps the mix clean and stops the atmosphere from swallowing the drums. Now let's arrange the section. A solid 16-bar structure might look like this. Bars 1 to 4 are tension, bars 5 to 8 are build, bars 9 to 12 are the impact or drop, and bars 13 to 16 are variation. In the first 4 bars, bring in a filtered break, keep the sub minimal or leave it out entirely, and use sparse dub delay hits on stabs or short accents. A reverse well into bar 5 can help pull the listener forward. In bars 5 to 8, open the break filter a little, bring in short sub notes and maybe add a snare fill at the end of bar 8. You can also automate the reverb send upward briefly here to give the build more lift. Bars 9 to 12 are the main impact zone. This is where the full break pattern lands, the full sub line comes in, the mid bass enters, and your main impact hit can land on bar 9 or 10. Use occasional delay throws at phrase ends to keep the energy moving. Then bars 13 to 16 should change something. Remove one drum element, alter the bass rhythm, add a new fill or chop the break differently. You want the section to evolve rather than just repeat. A really effective arrangement trick in Dubwise Jungle is call and response. Let the drums answer the bass. Let the delay tail answer the stab. Let the break fill answer the drop. That conversation between elements is what makes the track feel musical instead of just looped. Now let's talk mix, because this is where the whole thing either hits hard or falls apart. Keep the sub mono. Everything below about 120 Hz should mostly stay centered. Use utility to collapse width on anything that's causing trouble. High pass non-bass elements so they don't clutter the low end. Be very careful not to overcompress the breaks, because if the transients die, the whole groove loses life. Let the snare cut through. Depending on the sample, that might be somewhere around 180 Hz and 2 to 5 kHz. Use sends for delay and reverb rather than inserts whenever possible. It gives you more control and helps the mix stay cleaner. And a useful headroom target while you're building. Keep things comfortably below clipping and aim for the master to peak around minus 6 dB while you're still arranging. Automation is what turns a loop into a real section. Automate filter cutoff on the bass and drums. Automate delay send on phrase endings. Automate reverb send before the drop. Use utility gain for quick dropouts or mutes. Automate drum bus drive if you want the energy to rise. Even small automation moves can create a serious sense of progression. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Too much sub and not enough arrangement is a big one. If the bass never stops, the drop stops feeling special. Another mistake is wide low end. Keep bass and sub centered. Also, don't drown the drums in reverb. Dub space is powerful, but too much of it will smear the groove. And if the mid bass gets harsh around 2 to 5 kHz, shape it with EQ instead of just turning it down and losing the energy.